the messages on screen to where the audio definition information becomes available. This station
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, the only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment. We are your hosts, Cam and Kobe, and we are ready to bring survival goodness direct to your ear holes.
Yeah.
Welcome, Cameron. Welcome Hello. To the Podcast Palace.
How are you?
How has your week been?
Good. How's Halloween? It was 2 weeks ago.
I don't know. It feels like forever ago.
It does.
Although I still have Halloween decorations in the house, so it still feels like Halloween.
It's all right. It's the holiday that keeps on giving.
It just keeps on giving. No, it was good. How was yours?
It was good.
Yeah.
Good.
Tell the fine folks what's going on today.
Well, this one's going to be kind of a longie, maybe.
I don't know. We'll see.
But it might be a shorty. We just don't know.
It can go either way.
It's completely unpredictable.
Yeah.
So, if you guys have ever seen a fine movie called
Red Dawn, sucker. You wanted me to say it?
Yeah. We're kind of going to talk, base our thing kind of, in that about that scenario.
Yeah.
You know, or
on top of that scenario.
In around, inside out, yeah. On top of, above.
Yes, yes, yes.
That scenario.
We have one review today that we're going to do about the Good Game, G-O-O-D.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, okay. We're going to talk about that.
We're going to talk about the goodie.
But guys, first, today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional-grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first TacPack with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com and join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com.
You should do that.
Yeah, I agree. You should do that. That's a good idea. Yeah, we got a new TacPack. I don't know if we'll get to it today because we got so much crap going on.
We do.
But we love our TacPack.
Let's get to it.
Listener reviews starts now.
Sure. Mm-hmm. You want me to do it or you want to go?
No, go ahead.
All right, so this came from Facebook, I believe. This is Justin Haley. Thank you, Justin.
One of those social media things.
He says, 5 stars, as a future post-apocalyptic raider, I enjoy Casual Preppers to let me know what kind of resistance and hashtag countermeasures I will encounter from my fellow listeners, as well as what kinds of stuff I can expect to find in their bug-in locations. Apart from the obvious survival and prep tips, I appreciate learning how to prevent scrotal frostbite and how to use human and homemade saline solution to doctor up compound fractures.
How do you make human hair?
Yeah. The exchange rate of Tashanka to toilet paper is information that will be absolutely vital in a bartering economy, and you won't hear any of this critical information from traditional news sources. Keep them water skills up and keep it wrinkly.
This guy here.
This guy.
He's learning.
I tell you
what. This is how you learn.
This is exactly how you learn.
Social media shout out.
Today I'm shouting out at Gridnown Prepper on Instagram. We've done this before, but Homeboy's got a new book coming out. It comes out Saturday, November, let's see, 11th, I think. He's got lots of books. He's got books on the EMP, the Equipping Modern Patriots.
That's cool.
So you got to check that out because I read Survival Theory and it was so freaking good. Really, really good. So go check out at Gridnown Prepper.
It's a mad, mad world.
All righty. Mm-hmm. So just going to tell you about Korea because
they
tend to come up when it comes to, a mad, mad world. I don't know why, because probably they're lunatics.
Yeah.
So anyway, they had the mishap with the tunnels collapsing.
Never mind, I'll just let it go.
No.
You want me to talk about it?
I'm going to work on it.
Are you? Yeah, so we had a listener call out Cameron on the,
And he rightfully, he had all right to,
because
I listened back,
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, I went back and listened.
You guys, it's hard to do a podcast.
Wow, that's right.
It's not easy.
I say that a lot.
I say, So it's really hard. Anyways.
No, it's good. I'm going to work on it. I'm going to not say that.
Bring on the critiques, guys. Yeah, we don't care.
It's cool. It's cool.
Yeah.
But in Korea...
Yes,
gotta hold back that.
You
kind of guess what I'm talking about. They had that collapse that killed like 200 people in the tunnels, the nuclear tunnels, and crap like that.
Yeah,
but I first thought that was kind of due to the nuclear blast, like they tested another in class. But I mean, obviously, it was from previous tests that have kind of rumbled and destroyed those tunnels. They have just looking at the landscape, man. They're just ruining everything.
Yeah.
And I'm honestly, I'm kind of glad they're close to China.
Yeah,
because China needs to understand what they're not preventing.
Yeah,
what they're not doing to stop
exactly.
It.
Yeah,
but they're finding like deformities in babies. And they're finding like toxic, you know, high levels of radiation in the soil. It's like
bad news.
Completely transformed the landscape in those areas, and it's just spreading. So, idiots, stupid dummies.
Yeah,
I mean, if you're going to test something, you just test it above ground,
exactly,
out in the desert in Nevada, not too far from California. Think about it.
Duh.
Don't be dummies.
Actually, I mean, maybe that's why California is the way it is now maybe because
it is.
We've
all...
yeah,
it's true.
The wind. Go through there and stuff.
Anyways, those guys, they don't seem to care, and they just keep going.
Bad deal.
He kills everyone anyway.
Yeah, bad deal. So mine was, so you remember the whole Ebola outbreak, was it a couple years ago or whatever?
I don't know.
You
know,
what
I'm
was
not
that?
Doing that anymore.
we're not talking about that no more. It was horrible.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so it was scary, and everybody was freaked out, right? So there's another virus called the Marburg virus, and I actually read a book, which I believe this was about, was the Marburg virus, called the Hot Zone. Have you ever heard of that? Anyways, there's an outbreak of it in D.C. anyways, Marburg virus is actually kind of worse than Ebola. So it kills 88% of anybody who gets it.
Wow.
88%. And there's a new outbreak going on over in Uganda. So this is something that's pretty awesome. But what it does is it causes those infected to bleed through every orifice.
That's
then through their own skin as they slide helplessly into death. Their skin just like sloughs off. Yeah, it's bad deal. It's bad.
So it's like The Rock. You remember those big beads? Those like on the movie The Rock? Those big green like beads.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's like the same kind of crap.
So bad news. So watch out for that. Keep your
awesome. Good job, mask. Africa. You guys have
I know.
I don't what is with
stop
Africa?
Doing sex stuff with monkeys.
It's too warm, and there's weird tropical diseases.
Yeah, exactly. It's not good.
It's just it's like the epicenter for disease.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Exactly.
Stuff not going good over there.
Bad things happen in that place.
All righty. Let's rock it out.
First off, before we start, I just got to say thank you all for still listening to the podcast after our previous podcast about aliens.
if you quit listening after that, then... you're going to miss out.
Yeah,
on
you
a
weren't
lot
a true fan
stuff.
Anyway, so see you later.
But that episode was pretty ridiculous.
It was a good time. I don't
care
what
you guys
says.
Listened to it. I had a lot of fun.
We had fun. If you haven't listened to it yet, go listen
I
to
learned
it.
A lot about
I did too. Yeah.
Different things that have happened to people.
Absolutely.
And that's awesome.
So, Cameron, so let's kind of go back in our time machine, our very own time machine, and let's go back to the year 1984, shall we?
It's a great century.
Yeah, so it's like August or September or something, and we're going to go to the movies. What are we going to go see?
I don't know. I really like Patrick Swayze.
I do. That dude, he's
and,
sexy.
And Charlie Sheen's he's starting to build.
He is. Well, I think this is actually
bigger.
His first movie.
Was it his first?
It was one of his very first movies.
Because Platoon wasn't too far after this.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And that's what.
So, we're going to go see Red Dawn, right?
Oh, man. Terrifying. Everybody's just freaked out about Russia.
Yeah. It was like the perfect time for this movie to come out. You know, the height of the Cold War. Tensions were high. Reagan with gunslinging and shit. And, you know, people were freaked
pulled
out.
Pulled out
Reagan. Reagan.
Oh, no. He's got Reagan.
I was like, that's the weirdest. Oh, no. This one got that Reagan.
That's the border.
Yeah, it was like
that's
the border
the ones
of China
that live,
and
like,
Russia.
Right in there. Oh, no.
They're breeding with each other and making these weird amalgamums of, like, Russians and...
They're Chechens.
They're Chechens. They're Rhinese.
Oh, nothing worse than a Rhinese man. They got to get you.
Rhinese rednecks, that's what we call them. Oh, holy cow, this bad. I think it's hard to do.
It is.
It's really hard to do.
Oh, don't I can't say it now. Tashanka.
Yeah, that's
what
Tashanka.
Yeah. Okay, moving on.
Moving on. Red Dawn. So this movie... It affected a lot of people, and we've loved it since we were wee lads, and we decided, hey.
I remember feeling like, is that possible?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, could that really happen?
And could it? We're going to talk about
that. We are going to talk about that.
So there was a very elaborate setup at the beginning of that movie. Do you remember, like, there's, like, a chapter of freaking text at the beginning of the movie that says, like, there was a potato famine here, and there was this here, and then Mexicans started doing this stuff, and it was like, holy crap, man. I'm just sick
fast
of
forward.
Yeah. So anyways, we're going to talk about that today. Is it possible? What would happen if that did happen? How do you protect yourself and live through it if it does happen?
Right. First of all, we're not teenagers, so we probably can't.
No, no.
Only they are elusive.
Yeah.
And smart.
Yeah. They can piss in radiators so easy.
Yep.
That part in the movie, do you remember that?
I don't remember that.
Yeah. So
they pissed in a radiator?
The truck breaks down or something. Oh, they don't have any water. And one guy's, why don't we pee in it? And he like makes like the young kid do it. Get up there and piss in the radiator.
I forgot. Patrick Swayze. I do actually remember that part.
So weird.
How, man, they're.
Who the hell thought to put that in the movie? I don't get it.
I don't know, but genius.
Yeah, genius. Yeah.
There's a prepper. That's a big yeah. tip right there. Piss in your radiator.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh. I didn't even mention that on the travel
that.
Episode.
No.
So, you know, Homeland Invasions, you know.
God,
gosh, I can't stop it.
It's good stuff.
So, yeah, the Homeland Invasions have happened throughout history.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's so many different things to talk about. I want to talk about just a few of the big ones. You know, the I can't stop saying it. Revolutionary War wasn't really an invasion until, you know, I started saying that.
Just let it go. It's you. Just let it go.
So the Revolutionary War, British, when we pissed them off, you know, they were
ready. Well, they pissed us off first.
They did. That was their own.
Your own damn fault, Brit.
So they started to invade the United States, which was Great Britain. You know,
right, yeah.
They owned it, but
yeah.
They were taking it back.
Invading themselves, basically.
But yeah, I didn't really talk a lot about that. That was a big,
yeah.
you know, home invasion.
Home invasion.
World War II was the biggest of all, you know.
Yeah.
Well, not. I shouldn't say the biggest of all. But I want to talk about France and kind of what happened to them to think about, you know, what could potentially happen if somebody
sure.
invaded and took over the United States. So France got screwed. They got squished in the war. Southern part was kind of free. And the northern part
we are squished in here.
Was occupied. This is
uncomfortable.
I mean sandwich. I can't even talk. How you say?
I would say I mean sandwich.
Man, I can't do. I'm not doing accents anymore tonight. None. How you say? You say I am in a sandwich.
This feel like bread, meat.
USA, Russia, in the sandwich. I can't
That's
even do
horrible.
French. I can't.
The croissant.
How say I? Oui, oui.
Oui, oui. There you go. Just do that.
Just say oui, oui. Yeah. Before, oui, just oui. Talk normal.
Oui,
oui.
Oui. I feel
We're
like
in
sandwich.
Between sandwich.
Oui, oui. Sandwich and shit.
All right.
Yeah.
So when they got taken over by Germany, the northern part, what some of the things that happened were basically a draft happened for men that were capable. They got conscripted.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that a little bit too. Later.
Yeah. So you can expect that to happen. You're probably going to end up having to fight for a side if you're not.
Yeah.
You're going to be a rebel or you're, you know, Wolverine or you're going to be a German or a Russian. Because Germany might want to take
Cuban.
Us over. You never know.
Nicaraguan.
And then when it came to the armistice, they basically were worried about resistance fighters. And, you know, they had the secret police. They had the SS, the Gestapo.
Deep
just
kind of
keeping everything under control. And I'm sure that was a huge mess.
Yeah.
You know, just brutality and, you know, no,
you know.
No human right, you know. I can't stop it. You're just going to have to deal with the listeners. You're going to all notice it now, and this is going to be the last podcast you listen to from us. The rest of the area, like the border. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about the annexation of Crimea. But the border.
Crimea,
yeah. The Germans kind of set up. What am I trying to say here?
I got lost.
So the border of like France and Germany, where they've kind of separated the people, you know, there's just riots and harassing of soldiers and soldiers shooting civilians. That crap happened.
It did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Another thing is terrible transit system. People couldn't get around because it was kind of all completely controlled by Germany. They consumed all the fuel. They operated on all the roads. Mm-hmm. So that's something to think about. It's going to suck. You can't get into town.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to be able to go to work.
No.
Speaking of work, there was a labor shortage. Most of the businesses and stuff were closed because the Germans were pulling all of that resource for their own, for the war machine. You know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know? Food. 80% of the food was taken by the Germans.
Jeez Louise.
Fatzos. Just eating everything.
The schnitzel.
Croissant.
It was like a German trying to say croissant? Was that that
one? Croissant. I don't know.
I don't know.
Forced labor. You don't want to work, but it's the easiest way to kind of watch over, you know.
Labor shortage and forced labor.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Labor shortage for the French.
Yeah, I get
forced
you.
Labor for the Germans. Death camps. You got traitors, people that were starting to work for the German government and the German war machine, and just a mess. So you can expect a big mess, okay?
Yeah, it's going to be messy.
You're going to lose all your croissants. All of our hamburgers are going to go to the war effort of Russia or whoever, Korea.
That's going to be upsetting.
Yep. So then you got Crimea.
Crimea.
Can't even say
Crimea
it right.
River.
Jeez. Crimea River.
Crimea River, you dirty American.
So there's a bunch of garbage here that doesn't make any sense. But basically what I want to talk about is just Ukrainians were not happy about this.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And who knows what was happened to the Crimean people,
because
they were getting screwed in there. Well, I don't know what kind of screwing was going on.
Yeah.
But people were focused on Ukrainians and Russians, and the poor suckers in there were, people were, like the Russians were thinking, are you on the Ukrainian side? They had suspicion of terrorism, so they just harassed and destroyed those people, really. Who knows what's even going on now?
Yeah.
Nobody even wants to know. Mm-mm. We just kind of like, oh, well,
yeah, whatever.
Pull a blanket over it.
Yeah.
Let's go back to watching Korea.
Yes.
The other, I didn't mention, and you'll talk more about this, but the currency, you know, that gets completely messed up. In France, the exchange rate was obviously extreme for the Germans, so everything was super cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So they bought up everything and consumed all the good product and left absolutely nothing for the people of that country, and that's
uncool.
Definitely going to happen.
Uncool.
So these are all baddies.
Yeah.
These are things in history that we've seen, and we're going to expect that to happen again. Unless whoever decides to invade the United States is like way nicer.
Yeah.
Maybe they just,
yeah,
you guys aren't running this right.
Like maybe the Canadians
invade. We're just
going to
keep it.
That would, okay, if we come in here, eh?
What's going to change? Well, healthcare is going to go a little bit better.
We're going to have, like, you know, ham on all our pizza, gravy on our fries.
We're going to dominate the Winter Olympics.
Yeah, exactly.
So how an invasion might take place. So the first thing I wanted to talk about is the importance of the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
What country on earth is loaded, you know, to the gills full of ammo, machine guns, whatever, different types of rifles, shotguns? There's only
United States.
One country.
Yeah.
Well, Russia probably is.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, they are too, but
but I mean, to have it our
the
rights,
right we have
to
a
do
right.
that,
yeah.
I wouldn't want to mess with a country like that.
I sure wouldn't either.
So, just kind of talking about the things that our country is going to be very hard for that to happen.
Yeah, and that's why it hasn't happened, because, I mean, there's a whole bunch of, you're going to list a bunch of things.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of reasons why we're kind of a protected nation, which is awesome.
And this is the reason why at the beginning of Red Dawn, there was that 42 paragraph thing about,
they tried to, had to explain
they had
the
like
loophole.
Maps and like freaking weird stuff.
They're
and
like,
aliens.
This couldn't happen, but we're going to, this can happen. And they
it can happen. Let me tell you how it can. Yeah.
Right. So, the United States is kind of unique in our location, for one.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, if you look at the map of Great Britain to Europe, no wonders that was so hard for them to defend themselves against the Germans. You look at the amount of ocean in between us on both sides, it's going to take a lot.
It's not easy.
It's gonna take a lot of resources. It's going to take a lot of men, boats.
Yeah.
It's going to take
airplanes,
foods. Food sources.
Mm-hmm.
So the location alone makes us kind of difficult. I mean,
unless it's a neighboring
maybe
country.
Mexico is going to invade us, and that's possible. They already have started to integrate themselves within our system.
Yep.
I would do that. If any of you are Spanish, there's nothing wrong with that.
And they'd be Mexican. Yeah. Not Spanish. They might speak Spanish.
Some people don't like to be called Mexican.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think if they're Mexican, they
I know.
Don't mind
I don't. There's nothing wrong with that. other than Americans are a-holes and have made that sound. I just want to read a quote by Abraham Lincoln himself.
Wow.
So he said, "Shall we expect some transatlantic military giant to step the ocean and crush us at a blow? Never. All the armies of Europe, Asia, Africa combined with all the treasure of the earth, our own expected, in their military chest, with a Bonaparte for a commander, could not by force take a drink from the Ohio or make a track on the Blue Ridge in a trial of 1,000 years.
And then he dropped a damn mic and jumped
he
off
did.
The stage.
He did. Kicked the mule.
Yeah.
Spit. Pulled his beard.
Didn't even hurt.
So for people to get that far into the United States, it's just mathematically seems impossible, really. And Russia's the same way.
Yeah.
It's such a huge landmass.
How do you invade Russia, man?
There's just too much. But that alone. The other thing is tactics and techniques. So for years, the United States has fought other wars in different terrains and how to help others from invasions and things like that. So we do have a history of war. Hopefully, they're still studying that.
Well, plus our military is just the biggest badasses in the world.
They are.
Seriously, I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And there's some big, huge, massive armies out there as well, but those armies have got to transport themselves across the ocean that I think technically is controlled by the United States.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I know that's debatable. It's debatable, but we're like the police for the entire world.
Yes.
So,
which is...
That's kind of scary to take on a nation that's somewhat protecting a whole bunch of others. The other thing is possibly Canada will sit back and watch this happen, but I highly doubt it.
Yeah, I don't think they would allow
They're going to come down. You know, we're a big defense for them.
I think they have like 82 guys on horses that they could send down.
Yeah, they still ride horses and everything.
I don't think they
better not attack in the winter.
We get some hobbies.
Russia thinks they have the upper hand. I tell you what, those Canadians.
They do things.
They snow and used stuff. To it. It's cold up there.
Yeah.
And if the French invade, they already talk it.
Yeah, or talk that French, duh.
And then some other things, you know, we have 30 million people, or, you know, plus billions. Sorry, I shouldn't. We have like 20 million, I think.
We got like at least 150 people here. 300
There's just so many people, so much landmass. These people, you know, whoever wants to invade us, you know, bring it on. Bring it on.
Yeah.
But who knows? There's people as crazy as Korea to try it.
Yeah.
So we got to be prepared.
Yeah, we do.
So obviously they have to, they're going to have to disable the country as much as possible before.
Yeah, there's going to have to be an elaborate setup to make it even close to possible.
Right. And there's a lot of discussion online in forums and things of how this could happen. Obviously, probably the most obvious would be a cyber attack.
Yeah.
Attack the grid, shut everything down.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
shut down our system. That's the easiest way to get to us.
It's like turning off the security system for the house.
Yeah.
And then they just try and walk in. The other way is just start to integrate themselves in the system, which probably already has happened, obviously, in our election. They were already starting to screw all that stuff up.
Yep.
They can, some people are talking about like hiding in cargo, like the ships. Boom! Look at all this.
So stupid.
Here comes all this hay over and they open up the.
Hay? they're shipping hay over.
We ship hay, actually.
Do we?
We're the ones that ship it out.
Yeah. Oh, we ship it out. We're not shipping hay in.
But those crates come back, you know, they got
to
come back. So they're like,
they do have to
here's
come
an
back.
Empty crate. Oh, no! It's Koreans all over.
Hey, look, it's Toyotas. Oh, shit. It's Rhinese. It's the Rhinese.
The Japanese. That's another one. You know, we've got a lot of allies, too, that I would think would come to our aid since we've helped them out a million times.
Yeah.
And then, you know, other ways, air invasion. That's always a possibility.
It is.
But that's a lot of resource. There's not a lot of people that can come over that way without losing half of them in the air to begin with our Air Force, you know.
Yeah.
But EMP, shooting a nuke over us,
yep.
that's a huge one, too. The an economical failure, which we're doing it on our own.
Yeah, we might
so
do that.
We
one
might as well open the door. Biological, chemical, those are big ones too.
Yeah,
hit us hard with, you know, kill off half the population,
yeah,
and then attack.
So, like, you know, you might not just be prepping for, you know, a Red Dawn type invasion. You're gonna have
EMP, specific.
You're gonna have nuke. You're gonna have all these things you got to worry about. Then you have to worry about dudes coming in to shoot you with guns. You know what I mean? There's or tanks or whatever it might be. So it's a bad deal.
It is
if
a bad
it happens,
deal,
right?
And we're teaching you about all this stuff.
Yeah.
So this is. When you're crippled, they're going to kick you when you're down.
Yeah.
They're coming in.
Exactly.
They're going to invade you.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. So,
how do we do this? What do we do?
Well, there's a few things that are going to happen that's going to make things difficult for us, you know, when these things happen. You know, one of the biggest things is going to be a transportation disruption, right? And what that means basically is no food coming to the stores, no medicine being made and coming to your pharmacy,
right.
Those types of things. So in about 3 days... Like we always say, shelves are picked clean. No more Tashanka, no more nothing. So at that point, that's when the riots and the looting start. And that's just with our own people. This has nothing to even do with the invaders yet. You know what I mean? This is just our own people kind of screwing us because it's rioting and looting and all that kind
of stuff.
I'm
pretty sure that's going to happen.
Oh, I'm
we have awesome. A lot of genuinely nice people in this country.
We do. What am I doing? Okay, so
I don't even know that an invasion would bring people together.
Yeah.
I still hate you.
They're going to be looting and doing whatever they can to get that food. So something you might want to think about is some OPSEC, some operational security. Like
OPSEC?
OPSEC. Not on-sex. OPSEC. No, operational security. So not letting everybody know that you've got all this food, right? So what I wrote down here is probably it's a good idea not to have a podcast about prepping and telling everybody what you have.
We don't have anything.
We don't have anything. So I'm just saying it's a good idea to think about that. So once all these things start happening, you're probably going to see martial law. And
sure.
Especially if there's an invasion and there's occupying forces coming in certain areas of the country, the government's going to start freaking out. And they're going to say, we got to control everybody. We got to make sure.
Well, it's kind of like with France. You had the North and the South. The South was still free.
Yeah.
Whereas the United States, if they invade the East Coast, the West is going to just...
Yeah.
They're going to have to figure something out. And
yep. And martial law is going to be a great way for the government to keep control of these people because, like we said, chaos, rioting,
right.
All this stuff.
And didn't you in a podcast talk about when Japan attacked, they took all the Japanese in
yeah, they
in
put them in
California.
A internment camps. Yeah.
Yeah. So any Russians, if you want to attack your family that's here in the U.S. is screwed. We're just going to pile them all up.
That's what's going to happen. So martial law, you know, you're going to lose your rights. You could possibly lose your Second Amendment rights, your free speech rights, the right to free press, which we found out, you know, when we in the martial law episode. You guys got to go check that out. Episode 23.
Great episode.
It was a fantastic episode. Lots of good stuff. Yeah. Lots of really good stuff. So FEMA camps might pop up. You know, they might say, hey.
Female camps. Okay, where are those?
Put all the menstruating ladies over there. They attract Russians. Got to be careful.
We got to jump past that.
Jump past it. So FEMA camps is what I meant, Cameron.
Okay.
So, you know, they might start putting you there. They might ration the food, you know, all that type of thing that comes with martial law and FEMA camps. And then we briefly talked about enlistment and the draft. You know, if there's a large-scale invasion, the draft will most likely become a thing.
All major wars and invasions have led to any capable man fighting for their country.
And so
he probably would like to. You know?
Yeah, I thought this was pretty interesting. So the draft, the last time it was used was in 1973. But the country maintains an elaborate infrastructure to reactivate the draft if it's ever needed. I thought this was kind of cool, so I'm just going to talk about it for just a second.
Do it.
So the Selective Service continues to be funded at about $23 million a year. It takes $23 million every year just to make sure this thing is going. So it's a serious deal. Yeah. You notice that little card you had to do when you were 18 and take it back in? That $23 million a year.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's
a different printer.
I know.
You're using a laser printer?
Yeah. Just do everything electronic. You don't need to print nothing.
Email it.
So there's about 100 people in the U.S. whose job it is to make sure it's ready. So there's 100 people in the United States.
That's it?
Well, I know. Well, I mean, they're not using it right now.
So $23 million is distributed.
100 people. Yeah.
No,
yeah, pretty much. So there's actually a machine, and it's actually two clear fish tank-like hexagons manufactured by Garand. Doesn't matter. The same company that makes the devices used by a lot of, like, lottos. So it really is just like a lotto machine
Just all these little billets flying around a big old fish tank.
It's balls. It's like the ping pong balls is what it is.
That literally is that, huh?
Yeah, that's what it is. That's how they do the selective search. So the draft. So the first machine has white ping pong balls with the precedence number and with the numbers from 1 to 366. And the other has blue balls in it, of course, with the dates.
This was made by man.
dates of January 1st to December 31st, and those are the birthdays. So in each machine, the rack drops balls into the tank and they mix. One rolls into the tube, and each birthday gets paired with the precedence number. So if it were the real draft, the selective service would come for 20-year-olds first. So if you're 20 years old and your birthday pops up, that means you're going to war.
So they have several tanks?
Yeah, there's two tanks.
But I mean, how do they separate the age out? Is that how? The blue balls are the degenerates?
The blue balls have the dates. Those are the dates. And then, so it's an elaborate thing anyway.
Man.
Yeah, so anyways.
Sounds like a $23 million project.
I know. $23 million to keep this thing going.
I'd say I'd hire about 100 people.
Probably do that with about 100 people or so. Get that done.
How many of you, let's see, about 100 are going to handle all those balls?
There's a lot of blue balls
in there. 50 on the blue balls, 50 on the regular balls.
I think maybe about 75 on the blue balls. Make sure. Don't lose any of them.
Those ones are about ready to pop. You got to get those out of there.
Those things are squirrely, man. Squirrely. So anyways.
That's an interesting deal.
Yeah, interesting thing, yeah. So
it's like a game show.
I know it is. And you're going to war. Son of a... Should have bet a dollar. Should have bet a dollar. Another thing to think about, if you happen to end up in an occupied area, just like in Red Dawn, I don't know if you remember this. I don't know how long it's been since you've seen the movie, Cameron.
It's been a little longer than you.
But they rounded up a bunch of the people who they thought might cause trouble, and how they did it was the people who had guns. So if you register your guns, they might be able to get a hold of that information and just go out and find you.
Ain't going to worry about that in Utah.
No, don't have to worry about that here. But, you know, it's something to think about.
Yeah.
You know?
That's crazy.
Guys, let's take a second. I want to talk about GoTenna. We love GoTenna. GoTenna Mesh powers the first 100% off-grid mobile long-range consumer-ready mesh network. That means that you can relay text and GPS locations from user to user via your mobile phone. No cell towers, routers, or satellites required. Pair the device with your phone with the GoTenna app and or leave it unpaired in strategic locations to relay communications from device to device. You can create pop-up mesh network anytime, anywhere, and your network won't go dark when the central cell infrastructure fails. So if the Russians invade, they take out the cell towers.
Who cares?
Don't worry about it. You got GoTenna Mesh. Yeah. The devices are sold in pairs and retail for $179 a pair. No recurring or subscription fees. The perfect off-grid tool. 24-hour battery life, weatherproof, compact, light. GoTenna's super smart mesh protocol powers private one-to-one group chats or public broadcasts to all nearby users with end-to-end encryption. Free GoTenna app includes detailed offline maps for any region in the world, compatible with iOS and Android devices, sold in pairs, charging cables included. Guys, if you go to GoTenna.com, you can use our code CASUALPREP25. You get $25 off your order. That's a pretty good deal, I think.
It's a good deal.
These things are really awesome. We have a video kind of explaining how that goes on our YouTube channel if you want to go check that out. It just says GoTenna Mesh. You can see it, and it's really, really cool.
Yeah, it seriously is a phenomenal technology. If you really want to not even worry about cell service and satellite service, this is it.
And you can just use your phones and an app. I mean, that's all it is.
And they have you get two for $179, like Kobe was saying, and then I looked it up because my dad was like salivating. He has a cabin up in the mountains.
Yep.
I won't tell you where.
Yeah,
but no one needs to know.
It's up there.
Yeah. So, but we don't get any cell service up there, and he wanted something to kind of communicate with people coming up. He would just leave one remotely in his truck.
Yep.
And then they'd come connect to it. It would, you know, mesh up to him.
Yep.
Such a sweet setup. Yeah. I mean, you can use, the more you use, the better the service.
Yep.
And they even have a little cheaper one that, if you don't want to pay that whole a bunch, it's like a pen size one for $129.
Yeah.
It's a little less, broad range. It doesn't, you know, it isn't quite as powerful, but still works really well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, go check them out, guys. GoTenna.com. Use our code CASUALPREP25. All right. So, Cameron, what can we do to prepare for this? You know, I mean, that's the question. That's what we're talking about, right? How do we survive this sucker?
Guns.
Guns. Yeah, that's a big thing.
And don't register.
Yeah. So, here's a few things that I've come up with.
Don't have blue balls.
Yeah. Keep them blue balls away. Talk to my wife about that.
It'd be nice to be one of those 100. You're like, throw your ball out.
I know.
$23 million.
So here's a few things you might want to steer clear of, because they're going to be the very first targets, the things that the strategic targets that the enemy is going to want to hit immediately. It's going to be the first things, right? Military bases. If you live next to a military base, you're not really super safe, because that's going to be right in the thick of it, probably, you know. Missile silos. Probably going
to
want
right
to hit
those.
Yeah. Power plants, because that's obviously, you know, part of our infrastructure that they're going
to
want to hit at the beginning to soften
need
to us
charge
up.
Charge their iPods and stuff.
Exactly. Yep.
You're going to get their Kaspersky integrated into that.
Yeah.
So-called antiviral program.
Exactly. Government centers, you know, any sort of government building, and that's going to be a target. Large agricultural areas, that's going to be a target too.
Yeah.
They're going to want to take out, you know, any food and things like that that they can.
Eating wheat.
Yep. Eating wheat.
Eating corn.
Communications, any sort of communications that they can take out, you know, especially government communications or military communications, they're going to be there.
They're going to be there.
They ain't going to be there. Mining and oil. That's going to be a very strategic target for them.
It's a huge reason to take over.
Yep, exactly. And police stations, they're going to want to take out the police. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Paw.
Yeah.
We own you now.
So those are some things that you kind of want to steer clear of. You don't want to live right next to one of those things. You know, you want to be able to have a little bit of distance.
If you're on the offensive,
yeah,
you know, of course you're going to want these.
Right, yeah.
Especially
yeah.
equipment alone.
Absolutely.
In most of these areas. So,
yep. So, what are we going to do about this? Regular food and water preps, always.
We're
going to
watch Red Dawn tonight.
Oh, yeah. Regular food and water preps. This is for every single thing we talk about. Food and water. Number one.
Yeah.
Number two. Water, food.
Which
that
one's
order.
First?
Water. Water's first, then food. Make sure that you've kept it in several strategic areas. Don't keep it all in one spot, because you don't know what's going to happen to that one spot, right? Bug out location. Make sure you have a really good bug out location, because this could be very, very key. And you're going to want to get away from population centers, right? So you're going to want to have a very good bug out location. Head for the hills. Move under cover of darkness, if possible, getting there. You know, because you don't know what kind of, they could have drones going over top, you know, they could have, you know, helicopters, all that kind of stuff is gonna be probably used.
Yeah.
If they're invading the United States, they're using the big guns. They're, you know, they're bringing in the
this
good
is
stuff.
Kind of a big spot to think about strategically placing your cash, you know, not your cash, like money.
Yeah, the C-A-C-H-E.
Yeah, your catchy.
Yeah. It's a good idea. So, you know,
put some weapons in there. Put some, maybe some walkie-talkies.
Yeah.
Maybe your Goten is in there.
Your Goten is in there, maybe. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
So, it's probably a good idea to have maps of your area, because the roads might be clogged. You might have to take back roads. You know, you might not have GPS. You might not have Google Maps with you anymore. You know, you won't be able to download that stuff. But if you have Goten and Mesh, you'll have their offline maps. So,
yep,
that's a good
will.
Thing. Mm-hmm. So look for gravel roads, dirt roads. You know, these are secondary road systems typical in the wilderness areas of the U.S. They're not likely to see invaders in the early days or weeks of an invasion.
Yeah.
Most likely not. Most of the attention and their limited resources will be focused on populated areas and securing major roads.
For sure.
You know, that's going to be their very first thing. So you're probably going to be okay in early days, you know, using back roads and stuff. Steer clear of any area with an airport, because this will be much easier for occupying forces to travel to. You know, even if it's a rural area,
helicopter land,
yeah,
kill you
exactly. You know,
that was the scariest thing in Red Dawn.
That was
helicopter chasing,
helicopter,
and they're like the freaky Russian ones.
Yeah, exactly, man. So, you know, steer clear of airports. You know, even if it's a rural area, steer clear of it. Try and enter towns, maybe on side roads. Don't come right down Main Street. You know, like hey.
Maybe go down first or second.
Yeah. Is there Russians here?
Maybe go down Chicken Noodle Soup Street or Big Bear or Deer Elk Street.
Chicken Noodle Soup Street. I like that.
There was one in Idaho.
That's
oh,
really?
I always remember it. Yeah.
Where do you live? I live on Chicken Noodle Soup Avenue.
I'm over there on Bouillon Cube Street.
You turn on tomato and then turn right on bouillon and then left on chicken.
Why
noodle.
Didn't they do that? That'd make a sweet
that
town.
So awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
I live over there on SpaghettiO Street.
You got to turn on cream corn and then head left on SpaghettiO's.
Nobody forget the locations of these streets. instead of like California, Nevada Wire. Street, or Nevada Avenue,
Martin Luther King Drive, you know.
Yeah, I turned a left on ravioli, then you're going to head straight on spaghetti and then take a right on on Ramen Noodle Street.
Oh, whoa, he live up there on Spam Road, huh?
He gets all nicer. Oh, you're up there on Top Sirloin Street, aren't you?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, dang. That's Filet Mignon Street?
Filet Mignon Drive? Oh, that's where I go on Halloween. They give out the good stuff.
Oh, man, that's a good one, that T-Bone Steak Street. Anyway.
No, I live on Tashonka Avenue.
You should stay on subject.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't get off subject.
Yeah. So so even in rural areas, there's going to be some targets that are going to be important to occupying forces. Here's some other targets. Oil refineries, oil wells. We're screwed, Cameron. We got them all over the place.
We are in a hot spot.
Mm-hmm. Natural gas plants, gas refineries, airports, like we said, mining operations.
Man, we're in a horrible spot.
I know. Nuclear power plants, hydroelectric dams.
We got all these top things.
Yeah.
We live right around
I know. Media outlets, newspaper, radio, television.
Except for television, we don't got that.
Well, actually, I work at a television station.
a big one.
Yeah. Industry, aerospace and metals, manufacturing, and commercial agriculture. So,
the
even
West
if you're,
Coast is going to be hit.
Yeah, see, even if you're a rural area, those places are going to be...
Texas, boom.
Yeah, I know, man. Another thing to think about is know your local mountains. Get out there and camp. Get out there and hike. Just like the boys in Red Dawn, that's how they had the upper hand.
Yeah.
You know, what did Swayze say? Our dads have been taking us up to these mountains. We're baby,
it's true.
Baby
I remember
kids.
That. Yep.
You know, we can hunt, we can fish, we can live up here a long time. And right.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but who hasn't gone up into the mountain and been like, man, this is a good kill spot. There's a good kill point right here.
Yeah, I know.
Or even, you know, hunters, those are the guys.
Oh, yeah, man.
We'd be all over.
Yeah.
Where are they going to get this? But yeah, you kind of think about where you're best protected by natural,
yep.
You know, what are those called? Cliffs?
Trees? Or mountains? What do they call them?
No, what is it called?
What do they call them around here?
Natural landscape, okay? That's what I was trying to say. Natural formations.
Okay. Yeah.
What's that natural stuff with pine needles on it?
It grows from the ground.
It's got a trunk and it's wood.
Shit, they're flammable, you know.
Woodpeckers and stuff are in them.
All sappy and stuff. I can't remember what they call them.
Then there's those rock things that are straight down, you can fall off of them. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But yeah, know your mountains,
yeah,
kids.
So hunting and fishing obviously could help with food in these situations if you have to. Have those skills, have that gear. You know, before you do any moving, you know, before you're going anywhere, make sure recon is part of your movement. Make sure... you're checking out what's ahead of you, what's to the side of you, what's behind you.
Yeah.
You don't want to just go rushing out there and you find Russians. You know what I mean?
I was going to say that. You don't want to be a Russian and rushing out there.
Exactly. Obviously, having, you know, we have the Second Amendment, and that's why no one has, I mean, that's a good reason why nobody has invaded us. So firearms are a must to have, you know. While you can, go buy yourself a damn AR.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
We don't know how long it's going to... be
forming a good group because you want spotters like you said, mm-hmm. to get up in front and get killed so you don't get killed.
Yeah, well, he died, don't want to go that way. Right,
he rushed right up there and got killed by
Russian. Yeah,
that's why you don't Russian
hands and Roman fingers.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay grandpa
So you might be also a good idea to have some quieter weapons like a bow or a crossbow and have that kind of ammo, you know. Go in there. I'll
go practice shooting pumpkins.
Yeah, pumpkin, chunking, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, weapons training is always a good thing. If you have weapons, you need to have some sort of training. You need to know how to use them. Military tactics. You know, I watched a whole bunch of YouTube videos on how to organize an insurgency and guerrilla warfare and stuff. No, you know what I mean? Unless you're like former military and stuff like that, it's not you're not going to go up against the Russian military. Being some podunk backwoods dude and go and kill him. So you can't, don't even think about it.
You're
just
not
stay alive.
Be finding grease and using your home socks and making sticky bombs.
So just sort of, you know, stay back. If you have a chance to kill one here and there, do it. But don't go after him. It's not a good idea.
Help me, comrade. Remember that one? He's climbing up the hill.
Dead.
Yeah, he died.
Yeah. You know, but they did it in Red Dawn, you know, that's what they did. That was their
deal. They do pick them off.
Yeah, they were picking them off and they were doing stuff, and then they started freaking out and jumping on tanks and dying and all that kind of stuff. It was weird. It was the weirdest movie.
It was,
man,
a crazy movie.
A lot of people say, what did I say? I put in here, if you must, use women as bait. I don't know if you remember in that movie, they were always like sending out, what's their
Russians
name?
Russians love women.
Yeah. They're always like sending her out, and she'd be like, ah, you know, and they'd come running, and then the guys would get up and kill them. So use women.
I think Russia's already using women as bait.
Are they really?
There's a ton of online brides.
Oh, that's right.
They already have half military over here already.
All these women from the military.
They're probably going to use women's.
They're probably going to use women's.
That's
You're
the
right.
first. The first landing ships are going to be women's.
Yeah, they are. They really are. So a lot of people say have a secret room, ventilation, food, water, power.
I got a secret room.
You do? What's in there?
Stuff.
I keep my stuff in
guns.
There. Keep my stuff in there.
Big guns, two of them.
So, you know, if you have a bunker, obviously, that's fantastic. Use it.
I wish I had a bunker.
I wish you had a bunker, too.
We should dig a bunker next summer.
Yeah, we should. We got that kind of time. I wrote down here, drink some deer blood because it makes you a man. Remember that part in the movie? He gets a cup and he, you know, come on, man. You really should have watched this before. They kill a deer up there to make the young kid
a long time.
Drink the deer blood. Nah, it's so stupid.
I don't remember anything about that part. It's been that
Anyways,
long.
Like we said, you know, they're probably going to soften us up with...
It sounded like you're from the East Coast.
What?
Like we said.
Really? Really? They're probably going to soften us up with like a nuclear, chemical, or biological attack.
Did I say the West or the East?
You said East. I thought. I don't know. Anyway. So you want to be prepared for all those contingencies. You know, we actually have podcasts on all of those, I believe, nuclear and chemical and biological. Yeah. So go and listen to those. It's a good idea.
Chemical, not quite, but.
Well, wouldn't we do one on chemical and biological warfare? I don't remember
no,
what we did.
They were mixed.
Were they? Oh, that's right. Yeah.
A little more bio, but.
This might seem trivial and maybe a small thing, but if you have a family, review and practice your emergency plan. You know, we do this every few months. I'll get together with my little kids and we'll say,
I'm Russia.
I'm Russia.
You're the United States.
What are you going to do? Go. No, just like a basic emergency plan.
I got your mom held hostage. What are your kids going to do?
Wait, I'm going to go in the room for a minute. Hold her hostage in there. You got to stay out there.
This is interrogation time.
I'm gonna go talk about interrogation and stuff.
You kids don't want to get involved.
Stay away.
Your life's at stake.
Go run laps around the house for like 10 minutes. No, but we talk about, you know, just the you know, if there's ever an emergency, to you know, where to go. You know, we go to grandma's house, or if we're going to meet over here, if there's an issue. What are you laughing at, man?
Nothing. Your bug out location is grandma's house.
And that's not really my bug out location.
But yeah, you want
to
have
if
them
there's an issue in
know
town.
Know where to go and where to, yeah.
If there's an issue in town, they're at school, they know to go to grandma's house, and that's where we'll meet. Mm-hmm. And, okay. Get it. It's an emergency plan.
Right.
So if something happens, you know, it could make a difference in the early going if there's an issue. You'll know where to go.
For sure.
It. Okay.
For shizzle.
Go run laps around the house real quick.
It's interrogation time.
I got a couple questions to ask your mom.
You've been interrogating your wife. Sorry.
That one backfired a little bit.
That's the second time this week some kid came over and was like, he asked me, is your mom home? I'm like, my mom home? Hold on.
Mom!
Hey, mama. Mommy.
Hey, mama.
Get down there.
Oh, freaking A, man. That's stupid. Okay.
Sorry about that.
Keep healthy.
I'm not that redneck.
Stay in shape. You know, you're probably going to have to do a lot of running or moving around and yep. Quick and stealthy. Don't be a fatty that can't run 100 feet. You know what I mean?
Every scenario we talk about, the physical fitness.
Yeah.
And have I done anything about it?
No. Not at all.
I don't. Yeah. I skip a few lunches to keep the weight down.
Yeah, you
That's
do.
That's about
do.
It.
Yeah. Well done. At least you got something going on.
Right. It's a terrible diet plan.
Have some alternate transportation ready to go. Because, you know, like we said, there could be an EMP.
Yeah.
There could be a lot of different things. The Boys in Red Dawn, hey, they got some horses at one point. So they utilize those to their advantage.
Yeah.
Something to think
Maybe
about.
Maybe hurry and get you a whatever country's invading you flag.
Oh.
Order from Amazon before it gets shut down.
You got to get Prime.
Tie
Make
it.
Sure you have Prime.
Tie it onto your truck.
Or right now, just order like all the good ones. Go order a Russian, a Chinese, a North Korean.
Go get a fake steering wheel to put on the passenger side. Oh. The other person just driving, his arms down low, and the other
waving a Korean flag out the side.
Oh, man, look normal. They wow. He's driving on the wrong side. He's driving on the right side.
That's funny.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah.
So head, maybe head you want to buy you an over the seas car that's got the steering wheel on it.
Over the seas car. Amazon over the seas car.
Russian invasion car.
Search. Flags for Russian invasion.
Okay.
That's a good idea. Yep. Okay, another thing you want to think about is comms. That's going to be very, very important in this type of situation. You're going to have as much info as possible, as much as possible, you know, as quick as you can get it in. So make sure that you have a really good emergency radio. Solar is nice and crank, you know, because if there is no power, you can keep it. Yeah, what he said. that's good to have.
Get cranked.
You know, because you're going to want to know, I mean, maybe you'll get information on troop movements. Maybe you'll get information on where you can go to get food. There's a lot of different things. Yeah. Also want to have alternate comms, like personal comms, like a Gotenna type thing.
Right.
Two-way radios, CBs, all those types of things, so that you can coordinate what you
need
to.
Because a lot of those standard, like, long-range ham radio and stuff,
mm-hmm.
it's not encrypted.
Exactly,
so you do want to have that private, mm-hmm. you know, group-to-group.
Yeah.
Gotenna is a great way.
Yeah, it runs off a UHF radio wave, so there's really you don't need anything to be up at that point.
And you can be stealth, too, because you don't even have to talk. You're texting.
No, you just text.
You send pinpoints.
Yeah, you just send emojis back and forth. That's all you're doing.
Oh, he sent me a skull and a turd.
Oh, no. He's scared shitless and he's dying.
I got it.
I got it. That was easy. So yeah.
No one's interpreting.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to get that.
Yeah, so, you know, basically what it means, be prepared.
Be prepared.
be prepared for a total grid down scenario. You know, focus on your food, your water, toilet paper, your countermeasures, the basics,
That's the redneck model. Be prepared.
Be prepared. I'm honored to do my best to be prepared for all the stuff that's going to happen to me.
I will defend my single wide.
Single wide.
Be prepared.
That's a good one. Anyways, that's what I got, man. Is there anything else? You got anything else?
No, I don't.
I really have no. I don't think anybody's getting anything out of this.
I don't either.
I don't think they're going to be able to survive.
It's one of those extreme scenarios that honestly could happen, but
most likely it won't.
But like we had talked about, the important thing is getting our grid screwed, you know, shut down or people killed for them, and potentially somebody's going to walk in here and you want to be prepared.
Be prepared.
I want to take a second and talk about our sponsor, Survival Boxes. They are the only subscription box packed with all the essential survival supplies that you need for prepping to survive disasters, invasions, or your next outdoor adventure. There are three different boxes to choose from, so sign up today and start getting Survival Boxers delivered to your door every month. No contracts, cancel anytime. Mm-hmm. Use promo code CASUALPREPPERS for 10% off your first box on any monthly subscription at survivalboxes.com.
We should have our code be, you know?
What?
That should be our code, you know?
You know. No kidding. Any of you potential sponsors out there.
That should be our new code, you know?
What is their...
You know?
Do you know what... You know? Oh, I don't...
What do they say every third word? You know?
They say...
yeah. Go check out Survival Boxes. So we have a review today. We were sent a game. Cameron, do you remember this?
It's a good game.
It's such a good game. It's called The Good Game, G-O-O-D, and it means get out of Dodge, right?
It does.
I'm trying to find the...
Sorry, I'm fixing my shoe. It got pokey in it.
What happened, bro?
Don't know.
So anyways, they sent this over, and we played this last week, or was it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, we played with our wives, too.
Yeah, we got our wives. We had my brother and my brother-in-law and my sister over, and we played. What were your initial thoughts on it, Cameron?
I thought it was real, real well thought out. Like, it had a lot of different little scenarios mm-hmm. in each of the play spaces, which was kind of sweet.
Right, yeah.
Like, definitely things to think about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you find a supply, or you raid a transport, and you get three extra food and things like that. Pretty cool.
Yeah, so, like, it's a basic board game, and you have... you have to get from, what was the big, dirty, ugly city or something all the way to the cabin in the woods or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, there's different gear cards that you can get, and there's different scenarios when you land on these things. You have to have so many cards to get past it, or you have to go backwards.
Yeah. And there's tons of little things that preppers talk about all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, tons of those little... Mm-hmm. Only prepper type things.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Which is pretty cool.
They talk about, like, FEMA camps, but they don't call them FEMA camps. They call it, like, something else. I can't remember what it is. There's, you know, another word for
FIFA
it.
Camps.
FIFA. FIFA camps.
Yeah, I can't remember what they were either.
There's a few things about it that we really loved. Like, yeah, like you said, you know, all those kind of prepper things. It's kind of fun to have a game that's talking about those things.
It does. There's
and
a lot of them in
a
there.
Lot of the stuff was kind of funny, actually, the way it was written, you know.
They were pretty
yeah, it was comical.
About
it. Yeah, it was humorous. They used some cuss words here and there, and it's like, you won't let your little babies play it. But it was really fun. We had a good time playing it. Like we said, there was just a few things we probably would have changed a little bit on it.
Yeah.
And what were those things, Cameron? What was the thing our wives were saying? These cards are too slick. I can't pick them up.
These are slippery cards.
Like, we're playing it, and they're like, you got to tell them.
So apparently,
these cards are too
for
slick.
Our wives, you need to rhino-line your cards.
Rhino-line cards. Yeah, they're like, you got to tell them these cards are
maybe
way
you should
too
hairspray
slick.
Hairspray them so you can, like, grab them better.
I didn't think it was that big of a deal. But
I didn't either.
Mm-mm.
The cards seemed like normal cards
they
to me.
They did seem like normal cards. You know, it did feel a little bit long at some point.
It kind of,
we just kind of wanted to get,
I think
get
it kind of kicked you backwards too often. Uh-huh. Like, you got screwed too many times, which in real, like,
it's probably true.
Yeah. Which is probably very true.
Yeah.
But we were like, dang it. You keep getting shot back to the first, or you'd lose, you wouldn't have enough food to get through a certain scenario. Like, you'd land somewhere and you'd need a food, a water, and a gas.
Yeah.
And you'd be missing one of those, and it would kick you back, and then you roll a random die, and it would, we were getting screwed with those.
Yeah, screwed. Screwed.
But it was a rough game, but it was pretty funny.
Yeah,
we had a good time.
We had a good time.
We had a G-O-O-D time.
We sure did, yeah. So, if you guys want to check them out, they are on Instagram at KS Bunker Games, Kill Switch Bunker Games.
Yeah, check them out.
Yeah, go check them out. Go give them a follow. Tell them the boys at Casual Preppers said come say hi.
We were... excited to have tried it for him.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, it was a good time. So thank you for sending that out. What you're playing with right there, I want to talk about this
real
quick,
actually.
Is it a bookie
book?
Christoph Orr sent us his one of his latest books called Detriment in the Lost Nation series. I just started reading it. Pretty good stuff. So if you guys want to check that out, the guys on YouTube can see what it looks like. We're reading that right now, and I'll let you know when I'm done.
Okay,
fine. I got a lot of stuff going on, so
you
I don't know how...
You don't have a good game down here, do you?
We don't know.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
It's pretty easy to find G-O-O-D.
Yeah, G-O-O-D game.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
All right, time for the dirty, dirty.
Dirty, dirty.
So I've talked about a bunch of times wound care, basics of wound care, getting your saline ready, doing stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So what I wanted to... Man, if this link will open, we might not get nothing tonight. Seriously, how do you open that?
I don't know, man. I'm not... This is your
open.
Deal.
So this doesn't come from my cabeza.
Oh, it doesn't?
No.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Well, it is coming from it, but I'm not going to read anything to you.
Okay.
It came from the American Association for the Surgery of Trauma.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. This isn't a TV show. This is real life.
Okay, man. That's legit.
But I kind of thought it fit into the invasion thing. So I talked about gunshot wounds and... If you don't remember it, you got to go back and find it.
Yeah, I don't know where that was.
It's really pretty simple, you know, control bleeding, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the aftercare of gunshot, do you hear that click in my throat? It was a stop click. The gunshot wounds. So you always, the biggest thing that's hard to tell a patient when they go home from the clinic after we've sutured them up, did some probing or whatever we do there.
Yeah.
Is how long until you change a bandage? When do I replace it?
Yeah.
Things like that. So I just focused on this applies pretty much to every wound. So gunshot wounds and stab wounds. These two are both open because they're a puncture wound.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to continue to drain. They're going to soil your nice bandages.
Uncool wound.
So the first, obviously, when you get things under control, you're going to have a lot of soilage of mm-hmm. that bandage, blood and plasma and all this other crap. So let's not get technical now.
Oh, man.
Not plasma from your TV.
Yeah. How about LCD?
Some water and blood and stuff like that. So the first 24 hours, monitor that. If it's really soiled, you're going to change it sooner than that. But if you want to leave it in place for 24 hours after all that other stuff's taking place, getting on antibiotics, irrigating, blah, blah, blah. 24 hours, change it. This is for both wounds mm-hmm. and most wounds. Then when you clean the wound, just soap and water. It doesn't need to be anything special. You know, mm-hmm. you don't need to boil and pour hot water in there.
Yeah.
You don't need to stick a hot, you know, blade in there.
Poker. Yeah.
Killing everything. Just regular, you know, obviously boiled water. You don't want to grab stream water in there. Toilet water. Mm-hmm. Dip it in there. Soap and water. Clean it off. Wash it off. Get some of that dead skin if you can. Get the dried blood. Clean it up nice and get it dry. Put a new bandage on there.
Mm.
You can shower. Just don't soak it. Mm. Most puncture wounds, abscess stuff, you don't go hot tubbing in the local city pool, you know, because I know people do that crap. That's disgusting.
That's disgusting. Can you imagine? They come out and they got this big, like, gunshot wound on their thigh. Hey, that's a good soak, huh?
Is my bandage floating in there?
You guys see my bandage in there?
Looks like my packing came out. Probably stuck in the filter.
I got some quick clot coming off there.
Chlorine cleans about everything.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, simple things, 24 hours, change it unless it's soiled sooner, change it, keep it dry. Mm. Kind of things to look for with these, most like big open wounds, they heal in about 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously the bigger, the more infected, the longer it's going to take. So continue to change on a daily basis sooner if it's continuing to soil. Things to watch for that are bad. Mm-hmm. I guess I should say, sorry, when you take that bandage off, if bleeding starts happening again, apply pressure for 5 minutes, like consistent. Don't let off. Keep looking and see if it stops. Like mm-hmm. just hold 5 minutes.
Okay.
Watch your clock.
Okay.
But don't move it. Don't take a peeky.
Okay.
So keeping direct pressure on that. Once you control the bleeding, then get your bandage back on there. So these are the main things to look out for and find somebody that has more medical knowledge than you.
Mm-hmm.
There's an increase in drainage and
how's your
and bleeding
drainage down here.
You got to get it in there.
You got to get it in.
If there's increasing redness around the wound, obviously the infection's worsening. Should be on an antibiotic in a scenario like this anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Foul odor or pus is, you know, turning gangrenous, and you need to debride. You need to find somebody who knows how to do this stuff. Increased swelling around the wound. Don't just keep changing the bandage with these different things. And then if you are getting a fever, shakes, chills during the whole time that mm-hmm. you're changing these bandages, you gotta find
something.
So despite what Hollywood says, if you get shot and there's a bullet still in there, there's no reason to get it out.
Really?
You just leave it in there.
Just leave it.
You're not going to be Stonewall Jackson and die from lead poisoning. You're not going to be that.
You're not going to be that.
They don't have balls like that anymore.
Yeah, you're right.
So that bullet, getting fragments out and getting the bullet out typically causes more tissue damage. And
you're some sort of surgeon, don't.
Right.
Don't
even. And most, I think a lot of times they leave them, but really? I'm not a surgeon, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's no reason to get it out. And keep that, again, with stabs, and you should not be sutured mm-hmm. with a stab wound or a bullet wound, so.
No sutures.
Yeah.
Wow.
So soap and water, change the bandage every day,
mm-hmm.
unless it's soiled and stinky.
Yeah.
And if it's getting stinky and you're getting more sick and it's draining more after 10 days, you've got a problem. You need to find somebody.
Yeah.
Hopefully that sums it up for you.
I like that.
But yeah, just change your bandage every day. That's pretty much the only thing.
Okay.
Soap and water. Great stuff.
I like that, Cameron. Thank
mm-hmm,
you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys for being with us today. We've had a good time. Make sure you've subscribed to the podcast. If you haven't yet, hit subscribe on whatever podcast platform you're on. Do us a favor. Tell a couple buddies about us. Say, hey, I got a cool podcast that you guys should listen to. And then tell them about us.
Super helpful.
Yeah, that really helps us out more than anything, really.
Yeah.
You go check out our sponsors and then tell a buddy about us.
Right.
And then follow us on whatever platform, social media platform you use, because we're on most of them, right?
We literally don't get much out of this other than
no.
like The comments are so awesome.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear from, you know, people joking about the jokes that we've talked about.
Oh, man, yeah.
They, like, kill us. It's so funny to hear people using those.
We'll forget about some stupid thing we said, and then somebody will make a comment or make a meme or something.
It makes my day, seriously. Yeah. I just want to punch people in the face, and then I'm like, that's funny.
That's good.
And, you know, the more things that we can get to review for you guys, and the more time we can spend.
Exactly.
Get your buddies to listen.
Yeah, get your buddies to listen. That's what we want.
We'll talk to Dale down the street on Chicken Noodle Soup Lane.
Exactly. Do it, okay? All right, thanks, guys. Anything else, Cam?
No, peace. All right,
see you later.